Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The NBA, I think the NBA's got an issue, and we touched on it before, but we feel it pretty acutely here now just because the Rockets are a big part of this. It's the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes are getting way more attention than the actual NBA finals that are going on right now. I was thinking about this morning, Seth. This would be, it's an awkward analogy because Kevin Durant is still elite at what he does. But this would be like Aaron Rodgers, like us knowing that Aaron Rodgers wants out of the Jets during Super Bowl week, and there's way more people talking about Aaron Rodgers and where he's going to end up next season than the actual Super Bowl itself between the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Right. You know? Yeah, it was the only thing that's come close to it is I can't remember which player it was. Some player who had announced his retirement the day of the Super Bowl or something. And people lambasted the player. Yeah. As they're like, what are you trying to do? Take attention away from the Super Bowl. Stop this nonsense.
The one I remember, this is in baseball. The one I remember was in 2007 when Alex Rodriguez announced that
he was going to stay
with the Yankees, or he was going to do an extension with the Yankees in the middle of a World Series that had the Red Sox in it.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. So, but this is like the Kevin Durant thing. When they NBA insiders come and show up on different radio shows or TV shows or whatever, Durant's the first topic. Like, here's Brian Windhorst yesterday saying that this is the first I've heard this. Maybe Kevin Durant doesn't get traded from Phoenix.
Where do you think Durant ends up, Brian?
It's a real stare down. You know, Desmond Bane got traded for 4 first-round picks, and I see people saying, oh, my God, if Desmond Bane gets traded for 4 first-round picks, Kevin Durant's got to be get 6 first-round picks. No, you're not going to get that great of a package because the team paying for it isn't sure what Durant's going to do necessarily. And the teams that Durant wants to go to, Houston and San Antonio, for example, they're leery of paying a huge amount for a 37-year-old. Their whole teams are in their early to mid-20s.
Right.
You know? So you don't have alignment in making everybody getting on the same page. You know, what Durant wants, what the Suns need, what the teams want to pay
right. With
the contract. I would not rule out the Suns not being able to get a trade they like and having to make a decision. Like, do we not trade him at all?
Okay, so this is going to go on now. I mean, this is going to go on till at least the draft a little later on this month, I would think. Some of this, admittedly, is probably a function of who's in the finals. It's been a good finals, like very watchable basketball, but it's Oklahoma City and Indiana, and America, by and large, is not tangled by those two teams. So it's an extreme situation here where you've got one of the greatest players of all time clearly on a trade block, and you've got two very small markets in the NBA finals. And yet, but still, I think it's an issue the NBA's had for a while now, Seth, where there is way more interest in their offseason than there is with the regular season and sometimes the postseason.
Yeah, and people have talked about how it's more of a social media league than a television product. It's more social media friendly than it is television friendly. And the plots and storylines are more engrossing than at times the sport itself. I think that it's, there's almost a, I feel like there's two groups of NBA fans. Tell me if this rings true or not.
Okay.
I feel like, especially with younger people, there are a lot of people who are fans of individual players, and they're going to follow that player from place to place.
Yes.
But then amongst the team fans who are fans of a team, it's become a lot more like baseball, where you're really dialed in on your team and you're not as much of a fan of the league at large. And so there's two competing factions there of one group of fans that just cares about the stars and they're going to follow Kevin Durant wherever he goes or whomever else. And then you've got the team fans who aren't as checked in on the rest of the league as, say, NFL fans are checked in on the rest of the league.
I think that's accurate. I think it's a really good analysis. And I don't know that I have an answer as to whether, I mean, I came into this segment saying the NBA's got a big problem. They may not see it as a problem. I don't know. Like, maybe they just want attention for whatever, you know, like attention for attention's sake. If it's Kevin Durant and the Knicks coaching search that's bringing people into the store talking about the NBA and generating TV interest in the NBA, I know the ratings are what the ratings are, then maybe that's it. I just feel like when you have a sport, the most important thing should be who the champion is. The most important thing should be the thing that should interest fans the most should be the two teams battling it out for the trophy at the end of the year. And I feel like there's way more interest in the four teams battling it out for a 37-year-old,
yeah,
you know, 37-year-old shooting wing player.
Whether the league cares about it or not, I think it is. It's a reflection of just how important individual basketball players are.
It sure
and
is.
Obviously, we've seen super teams forever now that the expectation of a fan base is no longer, despite the fact that Golden State did it with largely homegrown players. Mm-hmm. If you're not Golden State, you just as a fan feel like your best chance is if you bring guys from without, and if you don't build it the homegrown way, the way I think Rafael Stone would like to do it, and that's where your focus is going to be. It's less on, all right, sticking it out with these guys that we have, and no, we need to do what all of these other championship teams have done, which is cobble together some way to get this guy on my team.
Yeah.
I can't fault them for that.
No.
With the Rockets, even when as good as they were year to year with James Harden, mm-hmm. the core of players changed so much.
Yeah.
Because Daryl Morey was trading so often, even with your role players, that it was really hard to form an emotional attachment to any of those guys.
Yep.
And even if you're looking at who the second best guy on the team, it was going to be a rotating cast of whether it's Dwight Howard or Chris Paul, and then they tried it with Russell Westbrook. That part of it, it makes it a lot harder to not start looking at the transactions more so than the actual team building.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And again, maybe I'm feeling it more acutely here because the Rockets are actually involved in the KD stuff. Maybe I'm getting stuff curated to me on social media because I'm in Houston and the Rockets are always mentioned in these tweets about Kevin Durant. But I don't think it's that. I think there is genuinely more interest in where Kevin Durant ends up than who wins the NBA Finals this offseason.
No, I think, ESPN, for all the things you can criticize it for, is they know what they're doing when it comes to topic selection.
Play the hits, yeah.
And if you're sick of ESPN talking about something, it's because they've done the research and they know that that's what people are actually watching.
Yeah.
And they're talking a whole lot about Kevin Durant.
They are, man.
They probably, if you sat down, Sean, this afternoon, this is your project. Okay. You're going to go down and you're going to watch all the debate shows. And you're going to give me what percentage of the time were they talking about NBA Finals versus what percentage of the
now,
time
that
they
is a good project, actually. I am interested in that. Okay. Well,
somebody's out there done it already. One of the bloggers this type of stuff.
Maybe AI is that good. Yeah. You know, maybe they've gotten that good. They can tell me that. I doubt it, but I'm referring to them like a person.
AI. Hey, how's your AI course going, by the way?
Oh, good. I'm learning some stuff. Yeah. I've gotten a little bit behind. I'm supposed to be doing it once a day, and I've gotten behind by a few days. But it's just like the basics in AI. So I'm going to start using old ChatGPT for a few things. It's going to make show prep a lot easier, you know? Just don't have to look things up. You know, you just ask it and you get it. It's nice.
Ask it. Well, the biggest thing is, learning, having your AI learn what your preferences are seems to be a big thing, right?
Yeah.
Kind of training your AI to know what you're looking for
assistant.
And all that.
Yeah.
It's like for all of it, because I get frustrated with AI when I just do it here and there, and there's just so many factual errors it'll make. I could probably iron that out if I actually devoted some time to it.
Yeah. I'm kind of comboing right now, learning AI and learning some video editing and audio stuff on YouTube. So I've got a full plate of things. I'm trying to modernize a little bit here, you know.
I'm going to take a class on T.I., the rapper.
What is
that? Yeah, I'm going to talk to Bun B about that.
Educate
me. I should do a podcast with Bun B where he fills in the gaps in my knowledge in rap history.
That'd actually be good. Just take him to lunch for a couple hours and just get some of the basics down, you know.
Nah, we got to monetize it.
That's fair. What am I thinking? All right, Payne and Pendergast with you as we head into the 8 o'clock hour. I'm stealing this from Will Kunkel, formerly of Fox 26. Asked the question, and this is a big one, Seth, because about 24 hours from now, this will be the question. Has Jake Myers turned the corner and gone up a level in his career? Because we are 24 hours away from a circle of trust. And we will do that. We'll answer that question coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.